This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden to overview the Talkers charts for the week of September the 5th to the 9th, 2016, as one of the components for our weekend program overviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I help myself to the thoughts, the ideas, the opinions of the people who are on my Monday through Friday program, just to sort of put a spin. They're all seasoned news talkers. A couple of them are on the on the absent list, namely Jennifer Horn, who would normally be here. But that's okay. We all have our opinions, and I'm going to go through with Richie and Victoria the stories, the number 10 through number 1 items, and the people that are on the list as well, and we'll have our thoughts, each one of us individually and or collectively. Number 10 on the stories list, pretty much the same every week. What's going on in sports talk radio, Major League Baseball action, the beginning of the football season, the Denver game on Thursday night was a squeaker, and that got a lot of attention. But this is the first weekend of the full season, and before you know it, we'll be talking about the end of the season like we are the baseball season now. Does it seem likely? I mean, we're just like yesterday, it was April, and we were starting the season now with most
when
of the games.
When does baseball end?
Well, the
October.
Playoffs.
It'll go into late October.
World Series are going to mid to late October. Yeah, so they're in the playoffs now, right? Don't they start in the
No, not yet. Still got a couple more weeks.
Really? Mm-hmm. So how are your teams doing? Your teams, I say that. I don't know. Your boyfriend, Victoria, pays a lot of attention to the Mets.
Yes, and the Mets this week had a big announcement signing Tim Tebow to their minor league team.
Help.
Yeah.
Well, it gets him attention.
It does get him attention.
It's good for him.
Doesn't get him any wins. The Nats are still 8 games ahead of them with just a couple weeks left. So the Nats.
That must be your team, Rich. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the National League.
But the Red Sox are better than both of those teams.
Actually, no, but the Red Sox are still leading, but they're only a game ahead of Toronto.
Yeah. You can't tell a Bostonite that the Red Sox aren't good.
Yes.
Washington has 82 wins for the season. Boston has 78. Nanny.
What do the Mets have?
13.
The Mets are 8 games behind. The Mets are at 74, so they're 8 games behind Washington.
All right, so the trending sports
stories. The Cubs are the hot team in the MLB right now.
At number 10. At number 9, the iPhone 7. And what that's all. We've had a lot of conversation about that. Both of you seem very interested and intrigued. And because I'm not, I'll leave it to the two of you to bring us up to date on what people can expect. Richie's going out to get an iPhone 7. I don't hear your excitement hit that high up on the scale, Victoria. You're going to run out and get a 7.
No, I'm not getting a 7. I'm going to wait for the 7S or whatever the next one is. I like to skip I like to let a few models go by.
All right, Richie.
Skip.
No, Richie gets them right the 5 seconds after they're out. He's got them, and he sells his old ones. And
the camera has got me intrigued on this one. They've really upped the ante on the camera, and that is one of the main reasons I have a phone in my pocket, is to have that constant camera right there with you. And they've done a great job, especially on the i7 Plus, the bigger phone that's going to have two lenses in it so that it can do an actual optical zoom as well as the digital zoom, which most phones can do.
Would you explain the difference? What the hell is it?
Optical means the lens is actually zooming in and getting you closer to your picture, as opposed to a digital zoom, which the only thing it's doing is making the pixels larger and blurrier.
Right.
One thing I heard that was interesting about the earbud flap yesterday was that the headphone jack is old technology that anybody in the world can plug into, yada yada, and Apple has quote unquote courage to move along to the next thing so that they can make room in the phone for more. But one conspiracy theory I heard is that people could create apps and adapters, like thermometers that could plug into the earphone jack, and that Apple could not control the things that are being developed that would plug into that earphone jack, and hence they could not control the money stream for things being created for that. So getting rid of the earphone jack keeps them, everybody having to plug everything into the lightning jack, and it would have to go through the software, meaning that they could make money on anything that is created for the iPhone.
I guess I understand that.
Okay. I mean, I'm not really concerned if Apple is going to lose some money on that.
They are. That's the whole point, is that Apple is saying, wait a minute, people are going to be able to create things and plug into this headphone jack. We've got to get rid of it.
All right, so that's the number nine item. Number eight, the status of Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren. As we continue here, overviewing the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week, 13 past the hour.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out. Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples filler paper for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
15 past the hour. You're listening to an overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week, courtesy of the minds of Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Stefan. What's my name again? There you go. Okay, I get so excited. Number eight is the continuing saga, although I don't know. I guess the next saga for Gretchen Carlson and Greta Van Susteren is going to be where they're going to work next. Carlson's got a check for $20 million on Wednesday or Thursday of this week as a result of the suit she filed against Fox and Roger Ailes. There was no discussion. This was she had to have had him cold, because there would not have been this kind of settlement. There was no judge, there's no jury, nothing. It was, okay, here's what I got on you, here's the check, see you later.
Well, she had recordings, right, of their phone conversations.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you hit play on one of those,
you
start writing a check.
Yeah, they didn't want that to go to court.
Is there any gossip on where Greta Van Susteren, she wanted more money, because they're all the women there are onto the trail of what O'Reilly and Hannity are making. Megan, what's her face?
Kelly, yeah.
Started it, and then they all said, oh, well, listen, if she's going to get it, then I want it. And they look at their ratings, and the ratings for Greta have always been good, very consistent. So, you know, they haven't moved her around for a long time, and that's the key. They moved Sean because the ratings weren't as good. They put Megan in there. Her ratings are now sketchy. The whole network, if you listen to the gossip anyway, is not a great place to be these days, and a lot of people want to get out. And so whether that was Greta's problem, I think she's probably one of the most stable people. Has she been there longer than anybody else? Except O'Reilly, right? Or Hannity? Hannity's been there longer.
Hannity's been there longer.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have to pay taxes on legal settlements?
Yes.
Winnings?
Yes, you do.
Oh. Yep. Yeah, I mean, it does count as income.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah.
Yes.
So,
okay.
$20 million, she'll get, like, what? 16?
$20 million.
And then after the lawyers get
14. 12, 14.
And then they'll get
100 bucks.
So, yeah. Here's your check for $175. Right. Thank you very much.
$20 million just doesn't go as far as it used to.
No. Well, I'm in my court case against the bank in California, which I won. Lawyers give 40% of what I'm getting. So, but still, it's okay. I feel, as an aside, I feel a great deal of satisfaction. One, because they didn't tell me I couldn't talk about it. And number two, because the way they job people around, they just don't expect to be jobbed back again.
Right.
And what I went after them for was what they've been doing. I did a little research. They've done this tens of thousands of times to people, and nobody stands up to them. And I wasn't going to take their baloney, so I hired a lawyer. And he took it on contingency, which is the number one sign. If a lawyer looks at a case and he says, okay, you don't have to pay me, I'm going to take a piece of it, then you know you're on pretty solid ground. Mm-hmm. It's taken us a year to get to it, but anyway, that's neither here nor there. Next, number seven, the Chicago murder stats. The numbers here are, we've talked about this often. I don't know what the big focus on it here. The stats came out Labor Day, and you know, they're comparing year to year and stuff. And
Earlier this week they hit 500 murders, and I think that's why it came back into the news. It hit that horrible milestone.
What is this? What in the world?
Can you imagine?
Living in
a great
Chicago
city. I love
years.
Chicago.
I mean, are people walking down the streets like high noon?
It's bad. No, you have to go. You get away from Wacker and Wisconsin and the Lakeshore Drive. You get away from those areas, and you get into the. You go down out to near where Midway Airport is. That's a pretty seedy area. You don't want to get out of your car when you get off of the interstate and you go to Midway. You just don't want to get out of your car.
I remember when D.C. was the murder capital of the world, and we were only getting like a couple of hundred murders a year. This is 500 is crazy.
500
in
half a year.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wasn't it was 700 and something last year, and they're on par to beat that handily.
So they'll beat that in September.
Yeah. Oh, so how is
so
it?
Sad.
Is this, what are the police doing? What is the mayor doing? What are the people? Is there no leadership
There's
in that
an
city
outlier
at all?
Here that somebody's not seeing. Something has happened to change the numbers here, and if somebody has to look at the numbers and just kind of see what the
Notice
outlier
Barack
is.
Notice Barack Obama's now retiring to Chicago?
Well, if he is, he's not retiring to that neighborhood.
No, he's not. No, he's going to, I thought he was going to live
He's staying in D.C.
Oh, he is?
Yep, they rented a house. I think they're going to be there for 2 years while Sasha
Hawaii?
Finishes high school.
Yeah, aren't they going to Hawaii?
Well, for vacation, but.
I thought they were getting a place in Hawaii. No, they
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they'll have a place.
All right, so what does he do? This is an aside. What does the former president, do? He sets up his library. Is he going to go on boards? I mean, if they do like Clinton has made a killing, George Bush didn't have to.
Might be able to play as much golf as he plays now.
Is he a good golfer, by the way,
Obama?
He plays
a lot of golf.
But is he good?
Yes, he's a good golfer.
Is he a good golfer?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
I mean, I think he's just a really strong athlete.
Is he?
You know, I mean, people say he's a really good basketball player.
Yeah, with all the smoking he still does?
Yeah.
How do you suppose what's her name? I forgot her name.
Michelle?
Yeah, well, how did she put up with that?
I don't know. I think that she probably realizes if he's going to have one vice, with all the stress of that job,
yeah,
I think.
She looks at Hillary Clinton and says, I've got it pretty good.
Yeah. My husband still likes me and wants to take me on date nights.
So there still is a rumor about her running for the Senate in Illinois, too, right?
No, I don't think.
No?
No.
Gonzo?
I don't think she wants anything to do with the public spotlight anymore.
Really?
At all. No, she's done.
That's interesting. Alright, it'd be hard to avoid it being hard to avoid it for a former first lady. 21 after the hour as we review what's going on with the News Talk Radio here.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden this week overviewing the charts courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week they've put together the top 10 stories, top 10 people in terms of the discussion. Every once in a while I decide we'll do a countdown extra. And the countdown extra this week is a focus on school getting started now that schools are in. There are a lot of people, schools are in session everywhere, a lot of people asking a lot of questions about public school education and what goes on. And then there are the sideshows, and I say that because that's what this is. I remember sort of things like this happening last year in any number of circumstances. An elementary school student in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts, brought a cap gun on his school bus yesterday. And he said he wanted to show other students his toy gun. He didn't threaten anybody. He didn't point the gun at anybody. But the bus was driven to the police station. And all the kids were... Imagine how scary this must be for kids in the elementary. This is, what, K through grade 6, or 1 through 6. So the bus driver decided that she ought to drive... this kid, this kid's got the thing on the bus and showing it to everybody, and who knows what they're going to do. Didn't know it was a pop gun or a cap gun or whatever, so she drove the bus right to the police station. Is that the right thing to do?
No.
Or not? Hmm? What's the right thing to do? What's the right thing to do?
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough call, because there are plenty of real guns that end up going to school with kids for show and tell, and it's, you know, an innocent thing.
In elementary school?
Yeah, you read stories about that all the time. I mean, well, at least in New York it happens.
You tell Jimmy to come here, and Jimmy, you're not allowed to have the little gun on the thing, and you
then he accidentally shoots the bus driver.
How many of these stories do you hear where it's an actual real gun versus the fake guns? We hear more of the fake gun stories.
Yeah, we hear more of the fake guns.
And that's the problem with this world today, is that everybody assumes, oh my God, it could be a real gun. Mm-hmm. And instead of walking up, I mean, in D.C. here, how many times a month I can't tell you, some street is closed off because of a suspicious package, and it ends up being an empty cardboard box.
Yeah.
That's the mentality we have, is we have, we're suspicious of everything, and we are afraid of everything, so therefore these situations get created, and it's stupid. Grow a brain, walk up to the kid, say, give me the cap gun, I'll give it back to you at the end of the day, you're not allowed to bring them to school.
I'll give it to the principal when I get you to school, like, on the bus or whatever it is.
And don't suspend the kid. Yeah. Tell his parents you're not allowed to bring cap guns to school.
There's kids who've been traumatized by going to the police station, have the three or four policemen jump on the bus because the radio, they have dispatch, and so the driver calls dispatch, dispatch calls the police station, the police have five guys outside ready to jump on the bus and scare the hell out of the kids.
I mean, I get it.
Well, the kids are never, the whole bus is never going to bring a gun ever again to school.
No, they won't forget that.
Yeah.
No. All right, one of the other things, isn't it interesting how here we are talking about seemingly academics, and yet the two stories that are a focus when it comes to the opening of school have to do with something like that or what children are eating or not eating at school. School meals now, because Washington is all over this, studying whether children are eating enough fruit and vegetables. They have issued a, with their focus on school food programs, issued a new rule to focus on things that are healthy, no more fat in pizza, no more fat in hamburger, no more sugars, no more candy, no more soda. And I don't know that that's a bad thing. This, but the reason I bring it up is because here's a perfect opportunity for you to teach children about eating healthy foods in the classroom and then applying it to the school lunches or breakfast or whatever there is that is being the focus of attention. So the Senate Agriculture Committee is in on this, and the Secretary of Agriculture is in on this, and the President. There's a 192-page report that was out this week focusing on what children ought to eat between the ages of 5 and 18. And what the public school is now, a whole study on the public school and what it feeds your child. Fascinating. 28 past the hour.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As we go through the charts, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, it's part of the weekend countdown show, where in this circumstance we have seasoned professionals on my program. Why not give them a chance each week to spout off? We don't often do many of these things in the regular program that's on Monday through Friday because it's too political, although there are some things, there are times when politics and focusing on politics is appropriate, and this next few minutes, or my next statement is geared at getting you to think about the ramifications of who's running for what. As you can expect, the number one story this week is once again the presidential race, but then there are the ancillary elections. This past week, was primary week for lots of local and regional elections, statewide elections, that sort of thing, because in the primary, you got to weed out those people. There are two or three Democrats running for a seat, two or three Republicans, so you get them down to one Republican versus one Democrat for the November election. So I voted yesterday. The community that I live in has, I think, 24,000 registered voters. 2,100 voted yesterday. 6% of the people who are eligible to vote. And the primary is way more important. I've made this argument for years when we were talking about earlier this year the primaries as they regarded, you know, all the people who are wanting to run for president, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and who was running some of the primary races, like in Arizona recently with McCain in Florida. The primaries are more important, in my mind, than the ultimate elections. You really get to sift through all of the people who are running and come up with, hopefully, what would be the best choice. I'm not sure that that's the case, frankly. Becomes a popularity contest. Anyway, the fact that only 6% of voters participated in the primary election in the state this week really is amazing, I think. It's just... No wonder we can't find any leaders. Which is it? Which comes first? We don't have people voting because they're tired of the so-called leaders and they don't want to be involved, they don't care?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the other way around? People don't care, so we get lousy leaders.
No, I think it comes from the top. I mean, people, you know, came out. If you look at presidential cycles throughout the history, when people are really inspired by a leader, whether it's JFK or President Obama, even in the beginning, I mean, people turn out for that, and inspiration makes people go to the polls. And right now, people are just trying to choose between the lesser of two evils, or not choosing at all. Yeah. Most people, I think, are swinging to the middle, just saying, "Well, I'm just not going to vote." And then there's also the contingent
Which
of millennials
ignorant.
Who feel, of course, but then there's the contingent of millennials who feel that their vote doesn't count anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also ignorant.
Well, it's stupid.
But it's also kind of true in
because
certain
the ones,
in certain
No, they're the ones that elected Obama. The millennials
depending
and
on
black,
the states
young
and
blacks.
The electoral colleges and all the
well,
it, the, that
that's
kind
another
of stuff.
Fraud.
People,
the electoral college is a complete fraud.
Right.
Why people aren't up in arms in the streets about that?
Well, what can we do about it? People
school?
Are.
They have a
people
constitutional
are
convention. You have it. That's it. There's the perfect example. You never studied civics in school. You don't know, and I say this lovingly. This is not an accusation. You don't know how the Constitution works. We should have a constitutional convention. 36
well,
states should
true,
get together.
Okay.
What do you mean it's not true? That's how you change the Constitution? That's how you change it?
No, I know. I'm saying it's not true that I don't know how the Constitution works.
I didn't mean, that's what I said. I didn't mean it in an accusational way.
I know that there is absolutely no constitutional amendment that gives the people the right to vote. There is no constitutional amendment that gives you the right to vote, which is, shocks people because everyone just assumes that you have it. And there's actually legislation that's been floating around in the House to try to get that passed, and no one wants to pass it because then it stops the people who want against the voter photo ID fraud and the voter ID, so all that stuff. It's a mess. It's a total mess.
It is a mess. System's a mess. Really messy. Messy, messy, messy. Democracy is messy, and it'd be nice if we could figure that out. We don't even have a democracy. We have a representative republic. Mm-hmm. If it were a democracy, we would have no electoral college. That
right.
would long since have been gone. And the only reason the electoral college was put into place anyway is because and the first 13 states, at that point in time, they had to get on a stagecoach or ride a horse from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, New York, down to Washington, Philadelphia at that time, to cast their vote. So that they elected representatives, the voters in these states elected representatives who became congressmen and senators, and they're the ones who are in the electoral college. But is it outmoded today? Of course it is. It's
right.
asinine. It's ridiculous.
There's a lot of the Constitution that should be tweaked to
yes,
accommodate
right.
modern society.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that was the point, which you, of course, learned when you were studying civics in school. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria and Richie and Doug. All right. Next on the hit parade here is the G20 summit. What a snoozer. The only thing I got out of that all this week was that jerk from the Philippines who said mm-hmm. Obama was a son of a bee.
Yeah.
Right, that was about it. That's the only thing anybody paid any attention to. And plus, China got something out of being there. I forget what
they hacked into all of our computers and stole all of our secrets.
Okay. Thank you. Got that taken. All right. So number five is Copernicus, and what's happened with his Colin Kaepernick. Who
sure.
has... Isn't that how you pronounce the name?
Fine, that's
Kaepernick,
perfect.
But yeah, it doesn't matter.
All right, okay. It doesn't matter because he doesn't matter, as far as I'm concerned. This is such a non-story. All we're dealing is with... We're dealing with an egomaniac. We're dealing with several people who want to express themselves. And that's terrific. They ought to be able to express themselves, as we ought to be able to express our opinion about what we think of these guys. But the nicest thing to happen was a posting on Facebook from Benjamin Watson, who plays for
Baltimore Ravens.
Baltimore, thank you. Yeah. So, didn't we think that was a good counter?
But I thought that was very well put.
He had a great take. Yeah.
Right. So, that's it. What else do we need to say?
It acknowledged everybody's viewpoint and was very filled with hope.
Yeah, right, exactly. And the guy's black. So, this comes back around to what I rail about all the time. The so-called black community, where everybody's supposed to think the same. You can't differ, otherwise you're a bad black person. What a bunch of nonsense that is. Like all Republicans should think the same, or Democrats, or all tall people should think the same, or all old people should think the same. It's nonsense. And we fall for this crud all the time at the hands of the news media. And I said something about this guy early on, makes $15 million a year, so what's his problem? And that's an angle for this. But the other side of it is he has some experience or some awareness or some identity with the problem. And that's why, so I give him the benefit of the doubt. But I give more of the benefit of the doubt to guys like Watson, who sort of put it in the proper perspective.
The one thing I did disagree with, a lot of people online this week were saying on social media that Colin Kaepernick shouldn't be complaining and he shouldn't be talking about race in America because he was adopted by two white parents. I have friends who are multiracial, and that racism is sometimes so much worse for having parents who don't look like you. I don't think that is a valid argument, and that's the one thing I really, really disagreed with when people are saying, oh, he just needs to shut up, he has two white parents.
Tough decision to make if you are white and you're adopting a black baby, and it's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, my daughter's Latina, and she's going to have it a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, what she would have had it had she not been adopted and lived in her first circumstances. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to make the case that whites have it easier in this country than blacks, then certainly you're living in a white household and a white neighborhood under white parents, you probably had some advantages that trying to argue for didn't.
Well, maybe, but I think that the racism that he's talking about, that he's encountered, I think could be a lot worse.
Yeah.
It could even be amplified.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So we've gotten our opinions on that, and it's good. 43 past the hour.
Get the cool this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limits. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good, Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep, Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good, Jimmy.
Putty odor pee.
Yes,
Haley.
Dad pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Napa Know-How.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.79 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic, just $5.79 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States Pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 9/30/16.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
47 past the hour, continuing conversation about what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Number four this week, the Russians and Vladimir Putin and our relationship with him, and whether Donald Trump likes him or not, or whether Putin likes Trump or not, who cares? Putin is a puker. I call him Bad Vlad. There's nothing about this guy that appeals to me at all. I don't think he's a good leader. I think he's stronger or pushier or more argumentative than many, but does that make him good? I wouldn't use the character. And I'm not really too sure that that's what Trump said. I don't know what Trump really said about Putin. Did he say he was good?
He said he was a better leader than Obama.
Oh, well, that didn't take much.
I'm still not going to give Putin any respect or credit.
I'm not giving him any here. I just said it's not difficult to be a better leader than Obama. I didn't.
Well, not all of us agree with that.
I understand that, and you're welcome here. Here's your time in the sun. Go ahead. Tell us how wonderful Obama is. The one thing he's done is open up Cuba. Of all the things that have happened in the 8 years, I think that was the best thing he did. That's my only opinion. And that's it.
Just, are you going to go to Cuba? Or have you ever been?
I will go to Cuba as soon as we get, we'll maybe all go down for a broadcast. As soon as they get internet so that we can actually do the program from there. When Conan O'Brien went down, he couldn't do a live program. They had to tape it and send it back because there's no way of getting stuff.
The radio shows that I know that have gone down there have done.
Yeah,
and when the Kardashians went down there, and this is, I know everyone hates the Kardashians, but we all still watch it.
Yeah.
They did a two-part episode in Cuba, and they went on a vacation, and it was fabulous to see what Cuba really looks like, and it looked like they had a fabulous time. But they couldn't do anything on the internet. There was no Instagram, and all of that came way after.
Right. Yeah,
they had one Wi-Fi in the hotel they were staying in, but it was just no one could use it.
Okay, the number one and number two stories this week are very predictable. Number three, the follow-up on the Iran cash payment controversy, because they got the rest of their, they got $400 million, and then they got another $1.3 billion this past week to finish paying them off. And the Republicans said, we didn't vote for that, or they always said they did, and they didn't. And it looks pretty slimy to me, frankly. And so there it is, a focus on some of the big stories this week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
As any fool can recognize, this is the theme from Batman Begins. I guess I must be a fool because I wouldn't have recognized this on a cold day.
I wouldn't either. I'm with you, Doug.
You wouldn't recognize it, but it's got that Batman feel to it, so you could guess it. I think, anyway.
I think it's a great score.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for you, Chuck.
Which one is Batman Begins?
That's the first one with Christian Bale.
Okay.
Which is actually my favorite Batman movie of all time.
Batman Begins was probably the clue there.
Okay. I really did like Ben Affleck as Batman, though. I thought I really didn't think he was going to be good, and he was great.
All right, so with the theme from Batman Begins, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. He's going to go through all the movies that are out today and this weekend. And he also has some casting news about the new Batman movie. I can't imagine that there are any surprises there, but maybe there will be. Chucker may have a surprise in store for us right after these words.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, let's see here. 56 past the hour. I'm going to see Sully, as it turns out. I have a pal who invited me to go to see Sully after hearing us talk about it yesterday. So that'll be good. I can give you firsthand. I think the place is going to be full. I think that's going to sell out this weekend. What do you think, Chucker?
Well, it's tracking at a $31 million opening weekend, which is a very sizable opening weekend in September, especially for a film that's geared more adult-oriented than normal summer fare.
It's a great story, though.
This is basically the start of the fall movie-going season. Interesting thing, I had three friends last night text me. I think that's my entire friends list. But anyway, two of them sent me a text that saw Sully, said it was great. And my one friend, who I do my movie podcast with, sent a text that said, very disappointed.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's interesting. I got to find out why he was disappointed, why the other two thought it was great. One other film opens today nationwide. It's called When the Bow Breaks, sort of a generic thriller that they released this time of year. Actor Morris Chestnut, who I think is really good, stars in this.
What is it about?
It's one of those crazy nanny movies. It's sort of like, remember the movie Hannah Rocks a Cradle in the 80s?
Rebecca.
This looks like a loose remake of that film.
Really?
It's been heavily promoted on social media. I can't get away from those ads.
Really?
Yeah.
That one's tracking at around $17, $18 million opening weekend, which would be solid considering its low budget fare. You know, we always talk about how movies do well. There was a report yesterday from a few box office analysts. These are the biggest losers of the summer season. MGM Paramount, they say, will lose in excess of $120 million on Ben-Hur, with MGM taking about 90% of that hit. That is a huge tax write-off. Disney had two big hits, but also two big losses. Spielberg's the BFG will lose the studio $90 million, and Alice Looking Through the Looking Glass will lose the studio.
What was BFG about? Well, I don't remember that. What was BFG?
Big
it's
something
about
giant?
A big friendly giant. It's on a Ron Nall who did Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory. He wrote that novel. Yeah, I knew I shouldn't have said that.
All right, so tell us about the new Batman movie. What's going on? Batman movie.
To the casting news, Joe Manganiello, who played Alfred in the HBO show True Blood, officially announces the main villain, Deathstroke, in Ben Affleck's solo Batman film. It appears they're going to go to a much more action-oriented villain. It doesn't appear the Joker, Penguin, or Riddler will be in this film as a main character, but more of a character who could go mano a mano with the Ben Affleck's Batman in a lot of fight scenes. I think I'm wrong. I'll ask Victoria. I think the women like this guy.
Yeah, that's an understatement. He starred in both Magic Mike films and in most recently in the new Pee Wee's Big Adventure movie. So
unless
I'm wrong, fabulous.
I believe he works out too.
Yes.
All right, there it is. The scoop on movies. Give you an idea of how you can spend some good quality time this weekend.
Have fun, Chuck. Doug.
Thank you, Chucker. I'll give you the review on Monday. 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.